online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright. The people that run my campaign, they've made this commercial, and I'm in it. This campaign, it's not about me. It's about crafting a version of me that'll appeal to you. A version that visits random work sites with paid actors pointing at things. A version of me that doesn't find old people loathsome or pointless. Has a conventionally attractive yet curiously still family. Listening to my constituents, legislating, these are things I don't do. What I do is spend about 70% of my time raising funds for re-election. I'd do anything to stay in office. My name's Gil Fulbright, but hell, I'll change my name to Phil Goldbright or Bill Fulbright or fill up my mouth with farts. These are the things that are important to me. And these are the fine people that finance my campaign. Now, in order to do these things, I have to stay in office. And to stay in office, I have to keep these guys happy. Now, if any of these things make these guys unhappy, well, my hands are tied.
So come November, the choice is clear. Do you want another spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists? Or a spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists?
I'm Philip a Mouth with Farts, and I approve this message.
I recently returned from about 2,000 miles of driving to and from and around South Florida. And, you know, there was one thing that was part of that the entire time. I never worried about my car because before I left, I took it to Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. In fact, I was kind of pressed for time, so I brought it to work. Don sent somebody over to pick it up, bring it back to the downtown store at 408 Madison, and by the time my afternoon show was over, the car was back and ready to go. They not only checked all the fluids, changed the oil, safety inspected the brakes, and ran the diagnostic check just to make sure everything was in good working order. They do a rolling inspection on tires because they have an incredible gift for finding things that are embedded. Well, as temperatures change and so forth, those can become time bombs that can end up with you on the side of the road changing a flat or calling AAA and losing valuable time from the time off you work so hard to earn. So partner up with Don Duncan. That way, anytime your car has any need, you know exactly where to go, that you're going to get a great price on the work you need done. By the way, tires, all wholesale priced, all major name brands at all three locations. In Millbrook on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. Don Duncan on Bell Road just north of Vaughan and downtown at 408 Madison for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. 61 basic correctional officers graduated today from the Alabama Corrections Academy in Selma. The prison system created the new position this year to speed up hiring security staff to address a staffing shortage. The state faces a court order to add officers. The state has also raised salaries in an effort to increase staff. Police say a man was shot this morning after a domestic situation in the 3700 block of Gaslight Curve. Police say that's where a fight happened between two relatives, but the victim was located in the 3600 block of Lazy Brook Lane. He is expected to be okay. No arrests have been made in the case. Montgomery City leaders have tackled the issue of abandoned and dilapidated homes for 3 years now, and they reached a major milestone this week. A home on Mobile Highway was the 435th to be demolished as part of the effort. The city has identified 300 more homes that may be demolished in the near future. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting BlueHaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Your chances of encountering one of those random downpours is going to be better than normal over the next few days, right on through the weekend. Those storms will tend to fade out in the overnight hours tonight. Low temperature down to about 73. Tomorrow and Sunday, we'll do it again with a generous supply of scattered afternoon and evening storms here and there. Some locally tropical downpours in spots. High around 91 Saturday and Sunday. Lows at night in the low 70s. And not much change in the overall pattern on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I heard you. You said your favorite color was green.
Somebody get the president to listen to this song. Sing it with me, folks.
Donald Trump Black Version. Come on, take a chance. 1990s love.
Welcome back to Happy Hour, folks. I love finding old cultural, pop cultural moments for Donald Trump. Because he was this big celebrity for so long. And there, that was a song written by Prince in the time.
Really?
Came out in 1990, I believe on the Times album Pandemonium. And it was literally the chorus, Donald Trump Black Version. Mm-hmm. Baby, that's what you need. A man who can fulfill your every wish and every need. Oh,
never
wow.
heard that before.
And, you know, and in a way, Trump has, he speaks to a certain aspect of black culture and the black community. I'm not going to sit here and talk like an expert because, I mean, look at how white I am. But in a way, he has this approach, and why he was so popular for so long is that he spoke to a lot of people that way. And ever since he becomes a Republican, you know, he's racist. Now, I will say he does play up the whole, like, my team against your team aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes he uses language a little clunky to me. It's not how I would phrase things, but that's Donald Trump. Seems to work for him.
It's his personality.
And we'll see where it goes. I will say this. One of the best things Donald Trump has done is, I think, foreign policy. I hope things work out with North Korea. I'm not saying his foreign policy has been perfect. It hasn't been. But if we are ending the war in Afghanistan, the longest war in American history,
yep.
The news today, there has been a deal made with the Taliban, which is the way you have to solve this issue. Because, I mean, it's called the graveyard of empires for a reason.
Yep.
Going all the way back to Alexander the Great, folks. So if there is a deal that's been made, we can bring the troops home, actually. Fantastic news. Absolutely fantastic news. And it also, and this is not something I think you'll see in a lot of headlines and mainstream articles, I think it means less of a chance of actual ground war with Iran.
Right.
Because, okay, now you're bringing troops out of theater.
Now we got a little more troops hanging around.
And there's always the idea of sending them from Iraq, but that could cause all sorts of problems as well. So, you know, we'll see where this goes. We'll see where this goes. But I sort of promised last hour, and I was thinking that I want to get to this Andrew W.K. letter and response. Because I thought it was fantastic.
This is Rosie.
Yes, I can fight the political fights all day long. I can play the political games. I get it. And there is a time for combat, like rhetorical combat, when you're really fighting for what you believe in. But there's also a time to be a little collaborative and to remember that people are just people. They're not some generic Democrat. They're not some generic Republican. It's not just because somebody's wearing a Make America Great Again hat. Doesn't
instant
mean you
racist.
Can punch him in the face.
Yeah,
especially
I don't
though.
Understand that.
And also, like, I saw something today shared by the way, a Muslim I know from the libertarian community, who served, I believe, in the Army Reserves, who is a big Donald Trump supporter.
Wow. Okay.
So, you know, whatever. It, like, people don't fit these boxes very well.
Right.
I think most Trump supporters would be like, yeah, welcome to the team, buddy.
Exactly right.
Thanks for being on the team. He shared an article where it looked like it's hard to tell at times, but it was either Arab, Middle Eastern guy or Hispanic, who was wearing a Make America Great Again hat, and some guy beat him up just for wearing the hat. It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. So there's a time for fighting, but not actual fist fighting. And usually you would hope that the fights, the combat you do in the political arena, glean some sort of truth.
But what's going to happen the day that, and this has happened several times where people snatched off the Make America Great hat.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen when somebody turns around and shoots somebody dead? And
right.
I can't believe that hasn't happened yet.
And I'm amazed, all this milkshaking thing.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Have you seen this, Rosie? It's where the left's
new
thing.
Pour the milkshakes.
Yeah, they just throw milkshakes on people.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's not like you're punching somebody, sure.
But still.
You're asking for some trouble.
Yeah. Right. You're assaulting them.
Like, it's one thing to, you do it to your buddy of yours as a practical joke. You pour a milkshake on their head. But if you go up to a random person on the street and throw a milkshake in their face, people don't.
It's like spitting on someone. Yeah.
Well, and somebody, if it is a surprise attack, people will react all sorts of different ways.
Right.
Some people will run away or, you know, kind of crawl back, go into the fetal position. Some people will fight.
Right.
It's fight or flight.
It might be an automatic reflex.
And I wonder, I saw a great meme today where it was like this guy, you know, looking at this biker for Trump dude with this like, oh no face. And the meme said, when you realize you're not on the internet anymore.
Yes.
I worry there's this old generation of people, and it's not just young people. It's people that have gotten used to being keyboard warriors. That habit they've learned of talking to people in a certain nasty way online spills out into the real world, and they don't remember what it's like to actually talk to people in the real world.
There's a name for that. It's called Antifa. And I love it when they meet a real American.
Yeah.
They ain't putting up with their crap.
Yeah, and like I've followed a little bit of what's happened in Portland. And honestly, and it's not just Antifa. It's like the counter-protesters who are like, well, I hear Antifa's got a rally, so I'm going to do the most obnoxious right-wing thing right in their face. I'm like, don't y'all have anything better to do on a Saturday?
That's the part I don't get. If you want to have your rally for whatever, Joey, and I'm not down with your program, go have your rally. I don't care. It doesn't affect me. What does affect me, if I have to go down there and do something, but how about just take the day off? Go somewhere else.
And it's sometimes when I just get frustrated with like the symbolic nature, like Charlottesville. It's like millions of Americans on that Saturday were that, I mean, the tragedy of that woman dying with the guy who ran over with her.
Right.
But millions of Americans are just doing what they do in America. They could be at a barbecue. They could be going to a baseball game. They could be going to a Little League game. It doesn't matter. They could go see a movie or hang out on the lake, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Americans were actually doing that day. But now because a few hundred people in this place who are these worked up activists on either side start getting each other's faces and this thing happens, it's now this big symbolic moment for the nation that all our leaders must come. It's nonsense. How symbols are important, and the symbols we choose are important, and it seems like the politicians and the media like choosing symbols that really get us angry.
Right, but what is the job of the media?
Yeah. I mean, well, and also, I don't want to sit here and just blame the media. There's plenty of blame to go around, but we're the dopes who keep reacting to it. So, it always comes back to personal responsibility, but look at this. Look at this. Is this true? On line one?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. The legal eagle and local heartthrob?
Yes!
Chad?
Why is it, though, that all the narratives that the Democrats run are based on a false premise? Like, hands up, don't shoot. False premise.
That was.
Trayvon Martin shot by a white Hispanic. Right? Yeah. Remember the white Hispanic?
Yeah. George Zimmerman,
Brand new race. False narrative. There's all sorts of, shootings that are false narratives. By the way, I think it's very interesting. It might be a humorous weekend because I hear that Antifa is going to Texas to do a little protesting in El Paso of the border situation.
Mm-hmm.
They're about to find out that Border Patrol is not ICE.
No.
Border Patrol are military. And if Antifa goes down there looking for trouble in Texas,
They will find it.
They still
gonna find it. Well, back real quick, Chad, to the false narrative thing. It's amazing how, like, legitimate, like, abuses by police don't keep getting the attention. Like, Philando Castile, the guy who's, like, reaching for his license and the...
Right.
Yeah. Or the one in South Carolina where the guy's running away and you shoot him in the back.
Yeah,
and everybody sees that and goes, okay, that's wrong. But that's right. Not... No, we got to go with the heated political narrative that's all contentious everybody disagrees
right,
on.
Right,
it's ridiculous.
I mean, the whole Charlottesville thing about, you know, oh, that's when Trump said that there are a lot of good people that are, you know, right-wing Nazis. That's not what he said.
Nope.
You know, I mean, if you go look at the tape, he says, you know, there are good people on both sides, but and he specifically condemned the Nazis and the skinheads.
Right.
And but you never hear that part of the tape. You know, it's just constant repeat and rewash and rewind. And, of course, you know, most people just don't ever go to look and see what the truth is on this.
Well, and the goal is to rile people up and divide them and get them to your cause. That's
absolutely
the goal.
True. And I saw the picture of the guy that got beat up in Queens, Hispanic guy with the hat on. And by the way, somebody got arrested, I think, on Saturday at Elizabeth Warren rally for beating up a Trump guy. Trump guy.
And also, I didn't bring this up on air yet. The debate on Wednesday night. What is the deal with these protesters just yelling? I can't remember that in like.
Oh, you know who that was, don't you? That was Linda Sarsour.
No, really?
Yeah. That's what I understand.
I know one of them is yelling about de Blasio for this officer.
That was Linda Sarsour, who's a crazy anti-Semitic wacko. You know, kind of a Code Pink type, you know, although she makes Code Pink look sane.
Well, and it's almost like if people are patient, the justice system sort of does its thing, and the judge today in New York recommended firing the guy.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. And the guy who's in South Carolina, the cop in South Carolina, he got fired, and I think he got charged and convicted.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes,
I mean, if people will allow the justice system to work, 9 times out of 10, it's going to work.
Right. It's not perfect, but it generally gets it right.
Yeah. 9 times out of 10, they're going to get it right. You know, every once in a while, you'll get an injustice, you know. But I'll tell you this, as a former prosecutor, there are a lot more guilty people who have been freed than the ones that go into jail.
Right.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. People don't realize how difficult and how high a standard it is to convict somebody beyond a reasonable doubt.
Well, Chad, let me ask you this before we run out of time with you, because I respect your intelligence, how plugged in you are with politics and how you hold yourself in terms of what you believe and how you argue for it. Do you have anybody in your family or immediate friendships or anything like that, especially kids, that maybe disagree with you politically, and how do you approach a situation like that?
Yeah, you know, I have friends, law partners, other people that politically disagree with me. I basically have a one-on-one conversation with them. And I treat them as people.
Yep.
You know, we can have disagreements about things, and sometimes there are things I just can't compromise on. I'm an ardent pro-life supporter. You know, and it's not that I don't understand people who get themselves in difficult situations, but you know, you're talking about somebody who adopted a child, right?
Right.
So I don't have a lot of sympathy for most of those. But we can still have a conversation about it.
Right.
And we may walk away not seeing eye to eye, but I'm not going to yell and scream at them and you know, all that kind of thing. And I have a lot of friends that have different views, different viewpoints. I have some of my closest friends are Democrats. They really are. I have good friends on all areas of political spectrum. The place where I don't agree with and where I do get upset are groups like Antifa.
Yeah.
You know, or skinheads and Nazis and all those people. They certainly, the Nazis and all those folks, they have a right to free speech. Of course, I disagree with their point of view. Where I get a problem is your liberty ends at the tip of my nose.
Amen.
When you start hitting somebody, throwing milkshakes on them, throwing Molotov cocktails at them, bringing your guns and your chains and your knives, That's where you deserve an ass kicking.
Yeah. Yep. You know? And when you're wearing a hood, you're a coward. If you really believe what you're saying and you have the courage of your convictions, take off your mask. Take off your hood.
These are the same people that sit in their mama's basement with their drawers down and on the computer blogging. And that's what they have, anonymity there, and then they want to have anonymity, you know, while they're out on the street. And of course, you've got a gutless mayor in Portland.
Oh yeah,
incredibly gutless.
I don't know, you guys. I tell you, you know, I lived out on the West Coast, and I have brothers that live out on the West Coast.
I did too.
Yeah. And let me tell you, what has happened out there in these major cities in the past?
Oh my gosh,
15 years is unbelievable. Los Angeles is unbelievable. San Francisco, unbelievable. Seattle, which I used to love to go to Seattle. You want to go to Pike Market? You forget it. I mean, it is full of homeless urinating and needles everywhere. San Francisco, last time I was in San Francisco, and I go at least once or twice a year, I was running in a nice area of town. 4 blocks in a row, I counted a drunk person passed out in their own urine and vomit. Four blocks in a row. And then down the Embarcadero in the 9th area on California Street, there's this guy just stoned to the you-know-what, just dancing, and he doesn't have a shirt on, he's got a pair of sweatpants on, and he's like dancing a ballet dance, doesn't even know where he is, and everybody's just sitting there. I mean, this is the mass of humanity, and they've allowed this to happen, you know, and they've allowed their what was once my favorite city to go to in the United States, San Francisco.
You're right.
I live just south of them. So now you need to go to the new San Francisco, which is Vancouver. It's San Francisco without homeless people and defecation. So, well, there are some homeless native peoples up there that have a, another issue.
I've heard that part of the world is amazing. So, yeah.
It's pretty amazing. Well, anyway, good to talk to you guys. But I'm always for dialogue, okay?
Amen.
Yes.
I have strong positions. That is absolutely true. But I'm always for dialogue.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. We need more of that. I appreciate it, Chad. Thank
you. All right, you guys. Take care.
Take care, Chad.
You know, there is one thing Chad said, though, that I have to slightly disagree with. I mean, if you're at home, whether you're blogging or not, what's wrong with not having any pants on?
There's not a problem with that, I didn't think.
Thank you, Eddie. I mean, I'm not always wearing pants when I'm... Like, if I'm at home alone, I'm not wearing jeans.
No.
Anyway, I've said too much. We got to hit a break. You're listening to Happy Hour. Deep, insightful commentary. Like defending the right not to wear pants in your own home.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the 4 o'clock hour, and things are busy out there, but we don't have any major hang-ups. Just be careful. If you're on the boulevard, slow down around the intersections. The interstates are up at a speed limit ride. No big problems on the 31s. It's real crowded on the Atlanta Highway between Eastdale Mall and Taylor Road, and then Taylor Road's jammed up all the way out to Vaughan Road, so be careful there. If your ride is dirty, a professional and awesome detail job is as simple as calling Slim at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota, 272-7147. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery Skywatch. I watch traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Now that the use of industrialized hemp is legal since the Farm Bill of last year, products made from it have become the rage because they work. They work in harmony with your body. We're not talking about marijuana. We're talking about products that you can find at the CBD store. I don't remember the last time a store has hit the map like this store has, because people have been waiting for these products to be available for a long time. At the CBD store, they have oil tinctures, water solubles, gummies, soft gel capsules, and people are reporting great success with animals, especially when it comes to treating pain. If you have an older pet, talk to them about how the CBD store can help you sleep better, reduce pain. Marisa and Laurie at this store, which is easy to find. It's at the east end of the East Chase Plaza. Go to Minnie Brown Parkway, go south just a block or two and turn in by the Renfro's Adams Drugs. You'll see him in the plaza along the west side. Your CBD store. And Marisa and Lori have all the expertise you could possibly want and can get you hooked up with the correct products. If you want to call ahead, it's 593-0818. They're open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Get with the latest in self-care. The CBD store.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hello, I'm Morgan Freeman. I endorse gas station jerky. Just thinking about that greasy jug of meat sticks resting between the take-a-penny dish and Bic lighter display makes my mouth water. My favorite flavor is brown. My second favorite flavor is brown with little pieces of mold. And here's a fun game. After choosing your gas station jerky, cover the wrapper and try to guess the expiration date. Here's a hint. You can't go wrong with 1998. And don't forget, if you can't finish your jerky, stick it in your pocket to use as a shiv in your next bar fight. It's like a knife, only tasty. I'm Morgan Freeman, and I endorse gas station jerky.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Now, when did Sprite and Sierra Mist become the same drink? When I'm at the restaurant and ask the waitress, "You got Sprite?" She goes, "We have Sierra Mist." Well, good for you, but I ask if you got Sprite. If you don't, just say no, so I can order ice water and move on to my damn appetizer. Well, that's like asking the dude at Nike Town, "You got cross trainers in an 11? And he goes, "We got soccer sandals in a 6. Awesome, dumbass. That don't help me whatsoever. Is there any chance you're single? Because I know a waitress you should meet.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This may be the dumbest song I've ever written. It's pretty new, and it's just about real life, so let's do it. My wife was out for 3 days to visit her mom. I was supposed to cook and clean while she was gone. Somehow she never buckles under all the demands. I had to know her secret, I had to understand. Well, I thought it might be coffee, but that gives her the shakes. It might be soap operas, but she says they're too fake. It's not the car she drives or what she puts in her hair. I realized it's got to be something that she wears. Yoga pants. She wears them all day. Yoga pants. At work and at play. Yoga pants. What's all the fuss? What makes them so special that they keep them from us? Yoga pants. Any normal person would leave it alone, but I'm not a normal person and nobody was home. My My wife was out of town and the kids were outside. I went into the bedroom and decided I would try yoga pants. So stretchy and thin, yoga pants. Feels like my own skin. Yoga pants. Where you been all my life? I've never done yoga, but these make me wanna try yoga pants. So soft and so sleek, yoga pants. Feels good on my cheeks, yoga pants. These are the best. If you're waiting for a video, don't hold your breath.
Namaste!
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. Montgomery Skywatch in the middle of the 4 o'clock hour, and traffic looks pretty good for this time of the day on a Friday afternoon. It's very crowded on the boulevard. Be careful. The traffic's moving along pretty well. There aren't any big troubles on the interstates. The 31s look pretty good this afternoon. The big crowds are coming out of the downtown area on Madison Avenue and on South Decatur Street as you head towards I-85. And there's a bunch of traffic between the Atlanta Highway and Vaughan Road on Taylor Road. Let's be careful this afternoon. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Joey.
Oh, welcome back to Happy Hour. We apparently have a very serious question on line one, coming from Tom.
Hello.
Hello, Tom. You have a question?
Yes, sir, I sure do. How are you doing today, man?
Fair to middling.
Good. I would like to ask a young lady a question, if she's still there.
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. All right. I would like to ask, if she was on a cruise ship and everything, and she got shipwrecked somewhere, you know, on an island, and she was on an island, and she had a choice to pick somebody that had to be there with her, and I just want to come up, would she pick, I'm putting this up front, Colin Farrell? You know what I'm talking about.
Colin Farrell. Okay.
Yeah. Brad Pitt. Ric Flair. Or Joey?
Joey.
Yeah, Joey.
Yeah, Joey.
Joey.
That's who I'd pick. I would pick Joey.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I would pick Joey. Because
he actually knows me.
Because I know him.
I thought he was... All the women just think he's innocent. Brad Pitt. And...
Yeah, but Joey's younger than all of those guys.
I could
do the heavy lifting.
I know Joey, and I know Joey and I could have conversation and talk. And
all right. Joey, hey, I love you, man. I just put a feather in your cap. Hey. I love you guys.
Have a good one, Tom. Love you, too.
You can give me a free meal at that place or whatever. She's a sweetheart, and I just want to test what you got.
All right, thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
How you doing, bud?
Gotta love radio, folks.
Yeah, buddy.
He thought I was Emily at first.
Oh.
Okay. I said, no, not Emily.
Okay. Anyway, you're listening to Happy Hour on a Friday. We're just enjoying ourselves.
Yes.
Greg is on a little afternoon trip. He'll be back Monday. He just wanted to take the day off, spend some time with the wife, go on a quick road trip.
Do something that they wanted to do for a while.
I heard it's nice over go to a place. Warm springs. Yeah. Like there are literally warm springs.
Yes, there are.
You can just soak.
Yes. Now, we did that one time in, where were we at? One of the Dakotas, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Thermopolis was the name of the town. Not to be confused with Demopolis. It smelled like a big egg fart.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there are some water sources.
Sulfur.
Yeah, sulfur.
And I mean, they had a whole water park, which was really cool. just kind of smelled funny the whole time, but you know, like a 10-11-year-old.
I do have to say, after being gone from Montgomery and the River Region for a week, as I was riding in from the interstate, and I get to where I'm right, you know, exits Montgomery, like, you know, 5 miles away, I start, I'm like, did I soil myself, or, the paper mill.
Paper mill, baby.
And this place has a unique scent.
Yes, it does, man.
I hope that the reality meets up with the anticipation of that trip. You know, because sometimes you want to do something for so long and you put it off and you put it off and you have this big thing built up in your mind and then you actually go and do it it's and it's like,
You're reminding me of something, Rosie.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the time. We got to hit a break.
The Biscuits continue the fun with a five-game series against the Chattanooga Lookouts on Thursday, August 1st with a free T-shirt Thursday featuring an Auburn-themed T-shirt. Friday, August 2nd features a barbecue bash and grill set giveaway presented by Hughes Pools with bat-to-bat fireworks on Friday and Saturday night. Sunday, August 4th is Little Crumbs Dress Like a Player Backpack Giveaway presented by American Family Care. For more information, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Did you know you can get Hulu for only $5.99 a month? That's all the Veronica Mars, Handmaid's Tale, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Family Guy, and This Is Us that you can watch. Plus thousands of other shows and movies. Like that one show you quote all the time. And that other show you've been meaning to watch. And that show you don't tell anyone you watch. Don't worry, we don't judge. We might be crazy to give you all that TV for so little, but we love TV, and we want to make it easy for you to watch more of it. So if you love TV like we love TV, go to Hulu.com and start your free trial.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Pig Enterprises on South Memorial Drive in Prattville for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Police say a man was shot this morning after a domestic situation in the 3700 block of Gaslight Curve. Police say that's where a fight happened between two relatives, but the victim was located in the 3600 block of Lazy Brook Lane. He is expected to be okay. No arrests have been made in the case. 61 basic correctional officers graduated today from the Alabama Corrections Academy in Selma. The prison system created the new position this year to speed up hiring security staff to address a staffing shortage. The state faces a court order to add officers. The state has also raised salaries in an effort to increase staff. Montgomery City leaders have tackled the issue of abandoned and dilapidated homes for 3 years now, and they reached a major milestone this week. A home on Mobile Highway was the 435th to be demolished as part of the effort. The city has identified 300 more homes that may be demolished in the near future. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. Your chances of encountering one of those random downpours is going to be better than normal over the next few days, right on through the weekend. Those storms will tend to fade out in the overnight hours tonight. Low temperature down to about 73. Tomorrow and Sunday, we'll do it again with a generous supply of scattered afternoon and evening storms here and there. Some locally tropical downpours in spots. High around 91 Saturday and Sunday. Lows at night in the low 70s. And not much change in the overall pattern on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You are watching the English-speaking Al Jazeera Network. Death to America. The English-speaking Action News with Abdul Karim Aziz.
Death to America.
Co-anchor Jumana Fauzi.
My husband.
say only death to America.
The weather with Sunny Alibaba.
This weekend, the weather's going to be hot, hot, hot. I'll give you tips on staying cool. Here's one of them. Death to America.
Berhan Amir with sports.
I'll have the results of the soccer finals between the Mashhad Scorpions and the Tabriz Sandweevils, plus death to President Bush.
Yazid Al-Farouk with entertainment news.
Come with me as I go behind the scenes on Lemony Snicket with rubber-faced funny man Jim Carrey. And death to Jim Carrey!
And now, Abdul Karim Aziz.
Good evening, and death from America. Our top story tonight. A Hamadan man lost control of his Passat and slammed into a herd of goats. We go now to Muammar Manir at the scene. Death to America.
Yes, thank you, Abdul. Death to America. I'm here with Ubay Shihab, who witnessed the accident. Ms. Shihab, tell everyone what you saw, and death to America.
Death to America. I was standing over by the store with my friend, just saying to him, death to America, when this car came flying out of nowhere and then slammed into the goats. And that's it. Death to America. Oh, is it possible to say death to America to my mother and sister at home? Hello, Gami. Hello, Jasmine. Death to America.
Yes, thank you, Muma. And death to America. Jumana.
Please forgive. My husband allows me only to say death to America.
Oh, you know, that reminds me, I only allow my wife, Mary Pat, to say death to America. And yesterday we were at this party, you see, right? And somebody asked her where the bathroom was.
No.
And she could only say, death to America.
Death to America.
Oh, that's enough now.
Okay, that's enough. Okay.
And now with sports, Berhan Amir. Berhan.
Today was the opening day of the Death to America Cup. Though everyone was at the top of their game, it was the Death to America cheerleaders who stole the show with their decadent display of hot Western sexuality. Back to you, Abdul. Death to the cheerleaders.
Yes, thank you very much.
Death to America.
And now hold on to your towels, because it's time for that crazy entertainment reporter, Yazid Al-Farouk.
All Americans are murderers, and one of them is a thief. And his name is Matt LeBlanc. And he stole my heart. And Joe, I must see TV Thursdays. Death to America! Except for Joey.
Oh, boy, that Matt LeBlanc has impeccable timing.
Impeccable.
It's very good, yes.
Death to America.
And now with another Death to America editorial, our station manager, Marak Alfaro.
Do you ever wonder why we always say death to America? I do. Do we really mean death to all the Americas? Death to South America? Death to America, the band from the 1970s? Perhaps I'm dating myself. When we say death to America, don't we really mean death to the United States? Or the U.S. for short? Sure we do. So next time, let's say what we mean and say death to the United States. That's my opinion. What's yours? Email me at deathtoamerica.org.
The Death to America views in this editorial are not the views of this station.
Oh, goodness. Wait a minute. Yes, they are.
From all of us here at the Al Jazeera Action News team, good night and death to America.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
One of the best investments you can make in your home and to guarantee the comfort of you and your family or to make sure you've got hot water when you need it is a Clark's Club membership. For $159, you've got two annual tune-ups to your central comfort system. Before the weather gets cold, then come back in the spring and make sure you're ready for the long streak of hot weather ahead and that the system is running efficiently. If you need a repair, that AC unit should last 20 or more years. But the only way it's going to get it is if you give it TLC. And for me, that's the love of Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Everybody on the Clark's team is thoroughly background checked, and they're drug tested on an ongoing basis, so there's never doubt about who's in your home. But you'll see what I mean the first time you have contact with them. Their plumbers are top-notch, too. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's. 277-2125. 277-2125. They'll ask, how can we make you smile today? Ask about a Clark's Club membership or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
The men of Landmark Church invite you to the Gridiron Kickoff, a night of fun, football, and encouragement, August 8th, featuring former Alabama player and Mississippi State coach Sylvester Croom, along with former Auburn head coach Tommy Tuberville. Coach Croom played for Paul Bear Bryant, and in 74 was senior captain. Coach Tuberville guided the Tigers to an SEC championship and the Western Division title in 2004. Dinner will be at 5 p.m. The program starts at 6. Reserve your seat. Visit LandmarkChurch.net. That's LandmarkChurch.net. The Gridiron Kickoff with Sylvester Croom and Tommy Tuberville, August 8th.
Visit beautiful Jasmine Hill Gardens, located in Wetumpka. Purchase your annual pass to experience year-round beauty and events. The 200th family annual pass purchaser receives a four-person adventure with Coosa River Adventures and a George's River Market and Butchery gift basket. Visit jasminehill.org for details.
Marguerites. How do we do it? We make it. We really make it. We custom design with you involved every step. Our diamonds are only the best. Forevermark, direct from the De Beers Mines to Marguerites in Montgomery, Alabama. Master Jewelers, this is what totally separates us from all the others. And Marguerites, your jewelry is the most important thing in the world. Marguerites open 7 days a week, located in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Pig Enterprises on South Memorial Drive in Prattville for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
Falling for their worst week in months as investors overlooked an inline jobs report for July and focused on threats by President Trump to increase tariffs on Chinese imports. Tech stocks coming under the heaviest selling pressure, with Apple leading the charge, while safe play stocks like utilities and real estate companies were among the gainers. With the Dow falling 98 points, the Nasdaq down 107, S&P 500 down 21. And toy maker Hasbro says that putting tariffs on toys made in China, which has been avoided thus far, would be damaging to their industry and company. Hasbro says it hopes toys may be excluded, but if it's not, it will substantially impact American consumers, including their ability to gift high-quality toys. And Yum! Brands will be closing hundreds of Pizza Hut locations, bringing the total U.S. store count to about 7,000 as it makes the transition to a fast casual delivery format from a dine-in setup. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey.
Oh, welcome back to Happy Hour. So we are all caught up on requests.
Yes.
Yes.
Pretty much. Though, no, I haven't played any George Carlin for you yet.
Oh, that's
Rosie.
Right.
Is there a particular one you would like?
I like the one Greg played about the baseball and the football.
Okay. The difference between
it's
baseball
funny,
and football.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's also pretty, like a lot of Carlin stuff, pretty insightful.
Very creative. Yeah.
Kind of deep.
No, seriously.
It is.
Like, football is a post-World War II game.
Yeah.
It very much is. And we'll have to get that on then.
Yeah.
And any requests you want to hear, folks, 272-9228.
Yes.
That is the number for the studio. Rosie or myself will pick up the phone. We'll take your request, and we'll get it on as soon as we can.
Yes.
You know, I am a little frustrated by this newfangled technology we call phones.
What?
People, like, texting and messaging in their requests.
Request.
It's a talk show, folks.
Yeah.
But Joey, sometimes in companies where they're working, sometimes they...
You can't call in.
Right. The boss doesn't want you to be distracted, doesn't even want you to listen to the radio, much less calling in.
What kind of fascist are we working for?
Exactly. Exactly. I've worked for some of those fascists.
Well, look at this. The phones are already ringing, but I'm going to find the George Carlin bit that Rosie would like to hear. This is one of my favorites as well.
Oh, yeah.
And Carlin, I think he's hardly, he's maybe one person can touch him, like Richard Pryor or whatnot.
About it.
Chris would like you to do a roll call.
No. I saw that message earlier, Chris, which inspired my rant about, you know, calling. Thank you for calling. Love you, buddy. But I can't. I'm not messing with the roll call. I'm not even going to try to get close to it.
Greg's a master.
Because I'm like one of these movie critics who can't make a movie, but I'm happy to critique it.
Exactly.
Right. I'm happy to admit that. I'll admit when I'm full of crap. Anyway, here's Rosie's request. Happy hour, 272-9228.
Baseball is played on a diamond in a park, the baseball park.
Football is played on a gridiron in a stadium, sometimes called Soldier Field or War Memorial Stadium.
Baseball begins in the spring, the season of new life.
Football begins in the fall when everything is dying. In football, you wear a helmet.
In baseball, you wear a cap.
Football is concerned with downs. What down is it?
Baseball is concerned with ups. Who's up? Are you up? I'm not up. He's up.
In football, you receive a penalty.
In baseball, you make an error. Whoops.
Football has hitting, clipping, spearing, blocking, piling on, late hitting, unnecessary roughness, and personal fouls.
Baseball has the sacrifice.
Football is played in any kind of weather. Rain, sleet, snow, hail, mud. Can't read the numbers on the field. Can't read the yard markers. Can't read the players' numbers. The struggle will continue.
In baseball, if it rains, we don't come out to play. I can't come out to play. It's raining out.
In football, the object is for the quarterback, otherwise known as the field general, to be on target with his aerial assault, riddling the defense by hitting his receivers with deadly accuracy, in spite of the blitz, even if he has to use the shotgun. With short bullet passes and long bombs, he marches his troops into enemy territory, balancing this aerial assault with a sustained ground attack which punches holes in the forward wall of the enemy's defensive line. In baseball, the object is to go home and to be safe. I hope I'll be safe at home. Safe at home.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the Friday afternoon traffic, and we have an accident on Vaughn Road in front of Publix, so be careful in that busy area. If you're on the boulevard, it is loaded with traffic. Be careful around the intersections. The interstates are still up at a speed limit ride with the exception of the downtown area. Look out as you approach the interchange. You're probably going to have to back out of it for a little bit. Traffic leaving the downtown area is really busy, as is Taylor Road this afternoon. Let's be careful. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery. Shop the Comic Shop, Plato's Closet, ABC Store, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Anyway, folks, welcome back to Happy Hour. Now, I have a story that this did make me think of you, Rosie, because you are a big fan of cats, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, you know, it's fun when there's just, like, depths to it. This is from Garfield Heights, Ohio. Oh. A cat story. A 79-year-old woman is in trouble with the law for feeding stray cats in Ohio.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh,
she's going to have to spend 10 days in jail because of it. Nancy Segula lives on Havana Road in Garfield Heights. I used to have a neighbor that had a couple of cats, and he moved away. And when he moved away, he left the cats, she said. She said the cats started showing up on her back porch. I would always feed them and take care of them because I was worried about them, and I'm a cat lover. This is all understandable, isn't it?
Yes.
And then, once my neighbors around here started being unhappy about it, they called the animal warden. She got her first citation in 2017 and then received a couple more. Her latest citation required her to appear before Magistrate Jeffrey Short. He sentenced her to 10 days in jail. I couldn't believe my mom was telling me that for what she's doing out here. Feeding some stray animals, she gets 10 days in county jail. I couldn't believe it. That's her son, Dave. Her family was horrified. I'm sure people hear about the things that happened downtown in that jail. Not a lot of good things at all. And they're going to let my 79-year-old mother go there? In Garfield Heights, it is illegal to feed stray dogs and cats under Ordinance 505.23. They don't believe the punishment fits the crime. I don't either.
I don't either.
Like, what is the problem? Like, oh, the cats are... Oh, no! They're making noises!
Well, they're probably messing up people's yards or whatever, but again, how can a prosecutor look at himself in the mirror going, hey, fixing to go put this 79-year-old old lady in jail for feeding the cats? Yeah, I'm the man.
But what were the cats doing when her neighbor was there before he left?
I know. It's just...
Didn't anybody complain then?
No.
It's stuff like that where I, you know... Sometimes government officials, and it's not just government officials, it's just a-hole neighbors. It's like, really?
Yeah, if I was that son, I'd probably be going door to door. Hey, I'm just checking, are you the person that's wanting to send my 79-year-old mom
yes,
to jail?
Exactly.
Because I'm going to give them a real reason to somebody to jail right now, and I'm dead serious. Yeah,
exactly.
That's I'm going door to door. Unreal. And the judge, the neighbors, everybody should catch holy hell.
Yes.
For that.
I mean, that's just embarrassing. That's not something we do in this country.
No.
And plus, your town's called Garfield Heights. You should love cats.
Yes.